Abraham, we live in a time that for some reason has accelerated the amount of people who are considered addicted to something or the other. I mean, addicted in a negative way, in something that they would like to, or someone would like them to, release. Could you tell us something about it?
Indeed. As physical beings, you tend to be creatures of habit. And that is all right, for many of your habits save you a great deal of time. But as your bodies and as your minds are quick to develop habits, then sometimes you find yourself in the midst of something that you are doing habitually or compulsively that you no longer are wanting to do, only to discover that the habit or compulsion or addiction has become so strong that you cannot, in this moment, easily release it. And so it should not surprise you that in one day you cannot release it. Nor should you beat up on yourself because you can't. That is the greatest detriment regarding this subject of addictions. So many are beating up on themselves, and so many are being beaten up on by one another, and that there is much more negativity that surrounds this subject than need surround it. Our encouragement to anyone who has any habit or compulsion or addiction that they are no longer wanting is that they take their eyes from what they are now doing that they are not wanting and put it elsewhere. For the attention to the subject enhances it and makes it stronger. There are many who are struggling very hard within the addiction. In other words, they feel as if they are trapped. While in the beginning it was attracted out of their wanting, it seems that the wanting to release it is not enough to affect that.
Right.
But it is. The wanting to release the addiction is as powerful as the wanting that attracted it to begin with. It is our knowledge that it is the attention to the lack of what is wanted that is holding it, you see. Do not be so hard on yourself about it. For you are not doing that which is wrong. You're only now living the result of prepaving. And everyone upon the earth is doing that. All beings are standing in there now as a result of that which they have thought before.
Mm-hmm.
And so do not look upon yourself feeling such failure because you are now experiencing the result of that which you set forth in thought before. It is only a matter of deciding clearly what you now want and giving your attention to that.